The Old Testament reading this morning comes from Genesis chapter 15, verses 1 through 6. After these things, the word of the Lord came to Abram in a vision. Fear not, Abram. I am your shield. Your reward shall be very great. But Abram said, O Lord God, what will you give me? For I continue childless, and the heir of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abram said, Behold, you have given me no offspring, and a member of my household will be my heir. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him, This man shall not be your heir, your very own son shall be your heir. And he brought him outside and said, Look toward heaven and number the stars, if you are able to number them. Then he said to him, So shall your offspring be. And he believed the Lord, and it was counted to him as righteousness. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The New Testament reading is from Hebrews chapter 11. Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. For by it the people of old received their commendation. By faith we understand that the universe was created by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of things that are visible. By faith Abel offered to God a more acceptable sacrifice than Cain, through which he was commended as righteous, God commending him by accepting his gifts. And through his faith, though he died, he still speaks. By faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God, and without faith it is impossible to please him. For whoever would draw near to God must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who seek him. By faith Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to a place that he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he went to live in the land of the promise as in a foreign land, living in tents with Isaac and Jacob, heirs with him of the same promise. For he was looking forward to the city that has foundations, whose designer and builder is God. By faith, Sarah herself received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. Therefore, from one man, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven and as many as the innumerable grains of sand by the seashore. These all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For people who speak thus make it clear that they are seeking a homeland. If they had been thinking of that land from which they had gone out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. The good news according to St. Luke. And he said to his disciples, Therefore I tell you, do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing. Consider the ravens. They neither sow nor reap. They have neither storehouse nor barn, and yet God feeds them. Of how much more value are you than the birds? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life. If then you are not able to do as small a thing as that, why are you anxious about the rest? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin, yet I tell you, even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass, which is alive in the field today and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, how much more will he clothe you, O you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat and what you are to drink, nor be worried. For all the nations of the world seek after these things, and your Father knows that you need them. Instead, seek his kingdom, and these things will be added to you. Fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. Sell your possessions and give to the needy. Provide yourselves with money bags that do not grow old, with a treasure in the heavens that does not fail, where no thief approaches and no moth destroys. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. This is the gospel of the Lord. Our gospel reading today picks up in Luke chapter 12 after last Sunday, where we had a chance to hear about the rich fool who stored up his treasures in barns, thinking he could live on this good wealth for a good long time afterwards. And God says, "Fool, tonight your soul is required of you." And he dies. Now Jesus continues with this reading today, that where he talks about the lilies of the field and the ravens that receive all that they need, and says, "Do not be anxious about your life, what you will eat, nor about your body, what you will put on. For life is more than food, and the body more than clothing." Now, as we consider how we should not be anxious, and we can think about all the ways that God would provide for us, and know that he can give us our food, our drink, our house, our home, and clothes. This is a short amount of the list that we just read in Bible study. For those who have not had the opportunity yet, in Bible study, we have an opening sheet that we have a hymn of the day, and we go through a different part of the catechism. We just so happen today to begin in August talking about the fourth petition of the Lord's Prayer, "Give us this day our daily bread." And if you'd like to pick up a sheet during lunchtime on your way out, you'll see when we understand what "give us this day our daily bread" entails, it's quite a long list. My favorite thing is that actually in the description in our catechism, we have, well, it includes house and home, food, clothing, this, that, and the other. Big, long list. And at the very end, just in case we missed something, it says, "and the like." All the things, all good things God gives us. Do not be anxious. Pray and talk to your Father in heaven, who is glad to provide for you, his dear child. This theme and this topic is not just one for the occasional Bible reading, but rather something that comes up in our daily lives pretty frequently. Not being anxious about where things will come from or how or when God will provide for us. But we know that our God is faithful and he will do so. He cares about you, yes, your eternal life and salvation. That's why Jesus came. But he cares for you even today, in fact, each and every day, leading us to say good and wonderful things like, "Thank you, God, for the fleas." I promise there is a purpose to this, and we'll get there. Worry not. In fact, some of you who know Corrie Ten Boom may know the story even. I see a couple of head bobs, and the rest of you think I'm crazy. Well, that's also true, but don't worry. Now, in our gospel, Jesus, of course, lists the ravens who neither sow nor reap, and yet they have no storehouse or barn, and God feeds them. We also hear about the lilies that are clothed more beautifully than Solomon, who was very wealthy. And we also have Jesus saying, "Which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his span of life? If then you're not able to do so small a thing, Why are you anxious about the rest? And I think it's great irony or comedy, whoever, the group that helped put the lectionary together also gives us Hebrews 11 to talk about these things. And we hear about people who by faith have the assurance of things hoped for and the conviction of things not seen. And we get this great list of individuals, as Hebrews 11 is known, those who live by faith. And for those who remember our Hebrews Bible study we did, you are counted among those as these special heroes of the faith, those who live by faith. And with this whole long list, having just heard that we cannot extend our lives, we get to hear about Abraham and Sarah, and how Sarah received power to conceive, even when she was past the age, since she considered him faithful who had promised. And therefore, from one man, Abraham, and him as good as dead, were born descendants as many as the stars of heaven. What a great day. You can't worry and anxiously lengthen your life by one day. And we get to hear about Abraham, who was good as dead before he received the promise of an heir. So for any of you who have been waiting on God's provision and God's timing, sometimes it can feel like forever, and will God ever come through for me? Well, he came through for Abraham, who was good as dead, basically, and you're all sitting here just fine. So God might take his time, but he will provide for you too. Thank you. At least one laugh. I appreciate it. We also got to hear in our Young Time lesson about this the ministry that we have up in LAMP and how we've been raising funds. We just had our True North Vacation Bible School set in the great Alaskan wilderness, and it was really interesting. We used that same VBS material when we went with LAMP Ministries up to Gitignau, the specific LAMP ministry that we've been supporting now for 19 years. When we went there, it was very funny to do this, great True North wilderness setting with individuals who lived in the True North. We talk about moose and bears down here in Oregon, and maybe like some kids have some experience with a couple of these animals, but up there, like, oh yeah, we know the bears. They live in the river just over the road here. It's fine. Yet this True North experience, we hear that the kids heard each week, and you said it probably a dozen times last Sunday, that we trust in Jesus. In all situations, trust Jesus. In all of your needs, whatever they may be, trust Jesus. For us, for adults, of course, a lot of times that shows up in our finances. How are we going to make the bills meet? How are we going to put food on the table? Maybe those who've experienced the loss of a job. Those of you who continue to have ongoing medical bills. For those of you who see similar things happening to friends, children, and want to help them more than you're able. It's a lot harder when rubber meets the road and we don't just talk about ravens and lilies and food and clothes. For Bethany and I, when we were newlyweds, got married and left Concordia Irvine in 2008, right into a good recession, where I worked as a DCE intern. DCEs make somewhere around a half to a third of a pastor's salary, and a DCE intern makes about half of that. So I was making a quarter of a pastor's salary, and Bethany was a student teacher, where you get the privilege of paying so that you might teach. So we were on less than a quarter of a pastor's salary. And yet God provided in amazing ways for us. We had a little, it wasn't a whiteboard, it was like a little bamboo whiteboard where we could write little notes to each other, and we had a quote of this idea. If God can provide for the flowers of the field and the birds of the air, how much more will he care for you? And that was a nice reassurance, especially when the bills would come in, like, well, my check's coming next week. We'll be okay. Relying on God to provide can be very difficult sometimes. And at other times, when things are going well, it's easy to forget how God has provided in the past. Do not be anxious. He's proven faithful throughout history. He's proven faithful to the individuals listed in our reading from Hebrews, to his people both before and after Jesus' birth, death, and resurrection. He's proven faithful to you. Your God loves you and continues to provide for you daily. We're so thankful that we know this. And we're so thankful for ministries that continue to share that truth with others, both here locally and, of course, throughout the world. We mentioned the money raised for LAMP Ministries. There are more locations than just Gittenyau that they serve. We're so thankful that ministers go out to do that, a lot of times knowing that God will provide the funds to do so and the people to do the work, but not knowing when it'll come. And I promised I'd get to the fleas. We're almost there. You see, as I was talking to my family, and as I don't always ask them for illustrations, but I did today, and I said, hey, can you think of any times where God has provided for us or provided for people that are good to share with others? And to their mind came this homeschool material that we use that goes through different parts of the world and talks about missionaries from those different parts of the world. And we had some wonderful ideas that came out of that about a missionary named George Mueller, who was in charge of an orphanage and housed hundreds of children. One day, all of their food had run out, and George prayed for more. And in less than 60 seconds, a baker came up to his door and said that God had called him to bake 3 batches of bread for him, and he'd been up all night baking. As soon as he left, a milkman rang the doorbell and told them that one of the wheels on his cart had broken down, and he needed to get rid of all of his milk in order for his cart to be light enough to fix. So he gave George 20 gallons of milk for free. Do not worry. He prayed and asked, and he got a bunch of bread and a bunch of milk. Poor milkman's cart, but it's okay, it got fixed. Then there was Nate Saint. Some of you may know him from the movie Tip of the Spear. He was a pilot in Ecuador, similar to LAMP Ministries, flying into remote villages. But he needed an airport, and there was nothing around for him to use. So he prayed, and soon he got the news that a Shell Oil Company was moving out of the area and leaving them a large amount of property that they could use as an airport and a landing strip and a place to live. Pretty amazing. God works even through oil companies. Then there was Corrie Ten Boom, again, a more well-known minister. Her older sister, Betsy, and her were locked up in a concentration camp. They had daily Bible studies with other women, and they wondered why the guards did not come into their cell to stop them. But it was because of the fleas that they knew were there. And so they prayed and said, thank you, God, for the fleas. And even at difficult times in our family home, in our family, whenever hard things happen and we know God will still provide, you'll occasionally hear our kids say, thank you, God, for the fleas. We know that God will still work in even those hard times, whatever they may be. I'm sure that no one in those Bible studies were thinking, man, it's so great of you, Corrie and Betsy, to do these Bible studies for us here in your cell with all the fleas. Thank you so much. But it was that space that they were given to do God's work that provided the opportunity for the work to be done. We know that God provides for all of our physical needs. All good and perfect gifts come from him. We also know that he'll provide in his own time, which sometimes to us feels like it's waiting to the very last second. We've also seen that God provides in ways that we weren't expecting, some that are far greater than we expected, and others in ways that we would not have chosen ourselves but got the job done. Do not be anxious. I don't know all the specific examples in your life that have come up. I'd love to hear them. Those are the great times of faith. It's written about specific individuals in the Bible, and it's great to hear times of people's great faithfulness and trust in God, waiting for his time and his provision. And you have an opportunity to hear about some of that later with our very own missionary, Deaconess Donnell, who will share that for us following service during lunch. There's your plug. We're very happy to have you here, and we're thankful for the mission work you continue to do. We ask that God will continue to give you great examples in your own life to be able to show and tell people that God is faithful, that difficult times do come, and we can pray to God in the good and the bad, asking for our needs. We might feel concern, a little trepidation, a little bit of anxiety creeping in. So God, we know you'll provide, but when? Please now. That'd be great. But we pray with boldness. We pray with faith, knowing that God, who has proven faithful, he knows the very days of your life. He knows your needs. He knows you greater than you know yourself. Do not be anxious. Trust in Jesus. It's not just trust Jesus, yay. It's not just a great thing to say during vacation Bible school to have the kids excited. It's not just something that God's done in the past. God continues to be faithful and provide for us each and every day. If he who is faithful not only knows your days and has numbered them, but knows when he'll call you to heaven to be with him through your Savior, Jesus Christ. If he's done that for you, if he's cared for your eternal existence, trust that he cares for you today. Do not be anxious. And thank God for the fleas. In Jesus' name. Amen. And may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, guard and keep our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen. Now go in peace and serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.